This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, border report, sneaking into the United States from Mexico with a gallon of water and a desert to cross. First, this story. In London, a court hearing today for 8 men suspected of plotting terrorist attacks on this country. According to prosecutors, the men plan to use chemical, biological, or radioactive weapons. One of the accused had reconnaissance plans of at least some of the leading financial institutions in New York, New Jersey, and Washington that were the focus of the heightened terror alert earlier this month. And U.S. authorities say one of the men is a senior figure in the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Jonathan Friedland writes for The Guardian newspaper. He's a frequent guest here. Jonathan, welcome back. Who are these men, and what exactly are British prosecutors accusing them of planning?
They're a group of 8 British citizens concentrated in the southeast of the country, London and some of the surrounding suburbs, with one from Lancashire in the north of England. The oldest of them is 32. The rest are in their 20s. Crucially, all British-born, all British citizens. And they are accused of a litany of charges under the Terrorism Act here, chiefly, and at the center of it, is conspiracy to murder and conspiracy to launch radioactive, chemical, or explosive attacks. And then there are these other accusations against specific individuals, conspiracy to cause a public nuisance, a very archaic sounding phrase, but to cause that public nuisance by using radioactive materials, toxic gases, chemicals, explosives, etc. It's the sort of most recent state-of-the-art anti-terrorism legislation which is being hurled at these 8 men, and the charge is that most serious of possible charges, conspiracy to murder.
Jonathan, you say that crucially these men are all born in Britain. Why is that such a crucial determining factor there?
It's a crucial factor in how this case, as it unfolds, is going to be perceived, I think. Much of the rhetoric surrounding the war on terror has imagined this to be a threat far away, and people have focused, for example, on the tightening up the rules on immigration into the country. Well, these charges, and that's, of course, we must remind ourselves, all they are being lodged against people who are born here, makes those 2 points redundant. The media has not gone into full throttle on this, fearful of perhaps jeopardizing the right of these men to a fair trial. But what you're hearing around the edges is the notion of this as a homegrown phenomenon rather than something which has to be imported.
Britain's former foreign secretary, this is a man who used to be in Tony Blair's cabinet, Robin Cook, said this week that what he called the staggering rise in anti-terrorist raids by police threatened to alienate British Muslims. All these men are British Muslims. What is Mr. Cook's concern here?
This is a tension that is going on quite a high level in this country between, on the one hand, the politicians, and on the other, funnily enough, the intelligence agencies themselves. They believe that for their long-term chances of getting information from the British Islamic community, in which radical Islamist activists will be based, for the long-term prospects for that, they need to build trust and a rapport with that community. Therefore, many in the intelligence services are saying that what is needed is a lighter touch. The so-called stop-and-search rules here, where you can just stop somebody in the street and search them if you have even the most flimsy grounds of suspicion, that there should be fewer of those stops and searches of apparently Muslim-looking people, and there should equally be a much lighter touch when it comes to raiding, for example, mosques, which have been raided. The object of that exercise being to build up some kind of trust and good relationship, harmonious relationship with the British Muslim community. On the other hand, stand those who say, look, it's not our fault that these people are drawn from that community, and we have to get them using whatever method is most effective, and if that means a dawn raid, pounding on the door publicly at 6 a.m., and dragging people out of their homes, as did happen with some at least of these 8 suspects, then that's the best way. And what Robin Cook is doing in that article is to suggest that if we're to get the human intelligence, the informers, the infiltrators, if you like, who are going to give us the gold-plated information we need, it's probably worth having fewer of these high-profile dawn raids, because they only alienate and antagonize that community.
Any question of these men being extradited to the United States, Jonathan?
That hasn't come up. I don't think there's been a request for that.
Jonathan Friedland for Britain's Guardian newspaper, speaking with us from London. Jonathan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
I'm grateful.